Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Camel Country 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Luke Bryan's got a brand new album out today, One Margarita. You've heard this song.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
That is on the album.
Don't worry about tomorrow, leave all your sorrow.
Along with nine other songs. Luke Bryan is on the phone with us this morning. Luke!
What's up?
Ladies and gentlemen, Luke Bryan!
That's a hell of an intro.
Yeah, man. We figured, you know, you're kind of missing the stage. You know, you don't have that crowd noise anymore. You know, thought we'd give it to you this morning.
You don't understand how much I miss the stage right now. So I'm almost tired of fishing, if you can believe it.
Luke Bryan with us this morning. New album, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here, is out today. Man, how excited are you about this one?
Oh man, I'm just we've been trying to put this album out since April, and originally we had it scheduled for April, and moved it back a little bit just because certainly with everything with COVID and stuff, just April wasn't the proper time to be putting an album out. But I'm glad it's out. I'm glad for the fans to hear it for the first time and start getting some feedback on what their favorite songs are and stuff like that.
Luke, is there a song on the album that you, if anybody were to say, what do I need to listen to right off the bat, what song is that?
Woo! I don't know. I would say either Build Me a Daddy or maybe Little Less Broken are two songs that you really hadn't. Certainly Little Less Broken is a song that you've kind of never heard me do in my career, so excited for people to hear that.
And the Build Me a Daddy one, man, that's just a tearjerker.
It is.
That one is something else. Tell us about the first time you heard that one or was presented with the song and that whole one with that song.
Yeah, with that one, it was one of those songs that was so sad, I was almost reluctant to put it out. I mean, it was just so emotional. And as I started playing the demo for, you know, people in my world and my circle, I just saw, I mean, it was affecting everybody. You know, they were really, really, you know, tears. And so I said, you know, this song is so powerful. It certainly needs to make the album, and been getting a lot of positive responses from that one.
Yeah, and it's about the kid that loses his military dad.
Yeah.
You know, and it's something else. It's a great song. Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Talking to Luke Bryan this morning. Still hanging on hold. If you missed any part of the interview, we'll get the whole thing up online. Camel1079.com. But, man, so happy to have him on.
So am I. Luke, we've been talking a lot about Build Me a Daddy, which is a much slower song than we're used to from you. But your wife, Caroline, she's a huge fan of the upbeat music. So how does she feel about your slower songs?
Well, like, I mean, it affects her emotionally. And, you know, she won't sit around the house and just play that one over and over. She'll pick the more up-tempo, more fun stuff. Anything that gets her about to cry, she runs the other way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's listening to those up-tempo party songs while she's planning out her next prank against you.
Oh, I know, no doubt. So hopefully I'm not in her sights in the next few months, so maybe she'll leave me alone a little bit.
Is there any, I love your guys' pranks. I love to watch them on social media, but is there any point in time where you guys have been like, that one went a little too far?
Well, you know, I think we're pretty harmless with them. I mean, I did, you know, when we tricked my mother with the girl that was the crazy fan. I mean,
yeah.
I did think I'd I did think I'd given my mother a heart attack. So I'm glad that my mother survived it, and it was a little scary there for a minute because we got her a little too good, I think.
Yeah.
It's good, man. You got to keep them coming. We're enjoying watching those.
I know.
Things.
They're great.
25 number one hit singles, man. Is that number right, 25?
That's what they're telling me.
Man, could you list them all?
In order.
Oh, man. That would get
chronological
order.
Yeah. But, I mean, you have so many hits. And, you know, there's a time in every artist's career where you go from playing covers to fill time in your set to never having to do that again because you have enough in your arsenal. Curious if you distinctly remember that time in your career when you crossed over that line. Was that a special moment?
Oh, well, I remember, you know, when I moved to Nashville, I'm like, if I ever have 1,000 number ones that I'm going to perform every one of them at every concert. But so, you know, the fact that sometimes I have to leave a few songs out of the concert just for time purposes and stuff is pretty crazy. But, you know, it's pretty, you know, I can't remember when, you know, I've always had a you know, one or two covers that were real, real fun in the set. Never got away from that. But yeah. I do remember, you know, there were years where some of my first songs had come out. You know, you could tell the fans had heard them a lot, and it was time to kind of let them have a break. And then we come back and play them a few years later, and the fans are kind of back singing them and stuff. So, but it's pretty pretty surreal knowing that I have to leave a few songs off the set list every night. never could have imagined or dreamed that I would be in that type of position.
The new album from Luke Bryan, Born Here, Live Here, Die Here, is out today. One, we got to ask Luke Bryan about American Idol.
Yes.
Okay. Luke's new album is out today. It's called Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. It's Camel Country, 107.9, the Valley's new country leader. Luke Bryan's still on the phone with us. I know he's got to run. He's got some TV and stuff like that to do today.
Yes.
But we got to ask about American Idol, Luke. You guys doing virtual auditions? Where are we at with American Idol?
Yeah, we're doing virtual auditions and getting, you know, everything is looks like moving down the path of getting the show back rocking. I mean, I can't speak for Lionel and Katie, but I'm certainly excited for the opportunity to be back and trying to find some, you know, the next Gabby Barrett and the next big star out there.
At any moment on when you got into American Idol, did you ever think, like, what am I getting myself into? Because, I mean, TV, national TV is a whole different world, man, a whole different animal.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the main thing I was scared of is just what the hell would come out of my mouth. It's funny, you know, like, even when you're not talking, your facial expressions say what you're feeling. So, you know, you have to watch your facial expressions, too. And I've learned my concentration face is not very flattering.
Love it. Well, you're a lot of fun to watch, as is you know, the three of you. Just your chemistry and stuff. So much fun to watch. But the new album from Luke Bryan, out today. Born Here, Live Here, Die Here. Buy it, stream it. Luke Bryan, everybody! All right, man.
Is anybody's concentration face flattering?
Like, that's a good
point.
Let's
be honest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.